It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today's Thursday, January 17th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, bringing you conflicted feelings with my new music picks this week.
And we have a couple of new releases this week that spotlight happiness, people who are happy in new relationships, including at least one with someone who's happy about his having fallen in love with a DJ.
Aww.
It's reciprocal. They're together. It's not like one of those weird things.
Okay.
Here are this week's biggest new releases. Where is Alice Merton from? There's a reason her breakout single was called No Roots. She's only 25 and she's already lived in New York, London, Berlin, Ontario, Munich, Connecticut, and Bournemouth. That means two continents get to fight over claiming her as native daughter, and everyone wants to, as the singer-songwriter prepares to release her highly anticipated debut album, Mint. The album has a great cover, but lead single Learn to Live is a distinct original. When her huge voice hits a crunchy riff and then takes off for a soaring chorus, you might think Adele meets Led Zeppelin. And those are two fairly popular artists for good reason.
This is not the Sharon Van Etten that so plaintively wore her heart on her sleeve in her 2009 debut album Because I Was in Love. In fact, this album wasn't even supposed to happen. Van Etten had wanted a break from music. She wanted to go back to school. That plan was pushed back when she was cast in a television show, and then she had to make a pit stop at Twin Peaks because who on earth says no to David Lynch? Followed by a film score she was putting together. Oh, and in the midst of all of that, she fell in love and had her first child. With that wealth of new life experience and inspired by some time on the road with Nick Cave, Van Etten decided to make Remind Me Tomorrow as a series of love letters to her partner and father of her child. She wanted to explain love in the way it really feels. This translates to songs that pulse with the anticipation of holding hands, the stomach drop of realizing you love someone, the tension in your throat that doesn't want to say the words out loud, the shiver along your spine that says maybe this is real. It's exhausting, it's raw, and it's beautiful. Take a listen to 17.
Remember Chill Wave? That was the tag slapped on South Carolina native Chaz Bundick, who records as Toro y Moi, when he released his debut album, Causers of This, nearly 10 years ago. He became a cult sensation in the era of hipster runoff, but he proved to be far more than a flash in the pan. In six studio albums so far, he's explored musical territory from dance to R&B to experimental sounds. His new album, Outer Peace, might just teach the world to chill. When he spoke with NPR recently, he said his current favorite song on the album is the pop-friendly 50-50, featuring In Stupendo. With Deer Hunter's eighth album, Why Hasn't Everything Already Disappeared?, Bradford Cox leads the band through the horrors of history in grim detail. Their stories of the rise of far-right nationalism, the world-ending terror of climate change, and in Death in Midsummer, the Atlanta, Georgia band tackles the Russian Revolution. The music lulls you with beauty, while the lyrics smack with the hard truths of the world. And in time, Since we were just talking Chillwave a minute ago, let's try another 2011 pop quiz. Remember dubstep? Okay, now remember post-dubstep? If so, there's one name in your mind, James Blake. The master of the haunting low end and the heart-fluttering falsetto, Blake is back with his fourth studio album, and it's happy? Strange but true, folks. Blake is living a life of domestic bliss with the BBC DJ Jamila Jamil, and Assume Form finds him in relatively sunny pop form. Of course, this is still James Blake, so it's not like anyone's going to confuse him with the Partridge Family. Here's Mile High, a collaboration with Travis Scott and Metro Boomin.
Watch the fan as it spins in my arms wrapped in. Don't know where you start and where I begin. Like I found myself an imaginary friend. And when we
the story behind Maggie Rogers' viral fame is one that she feels tore her soul in half. Which doesn't sound exactly pleasant, but it's allowed many people to discover her music and kickstart her career. The story short, Rogers was in her NYU recording class when Pharrell Williams stopped in to listen to some music. His eyes teared up as he listened to Rogers' blend of folk and electronica in her song Alaska. Suddenly, she was being courted by multiple labels and fast-tracked to an SNL appearance and topping charts. In the New York Times, she describes the album as an attempt to process everything she's experienced since 2016 and take back control of the narrative around her career. You can hear that struggle throughout her new album, Heard It in a Past Life, in songs like Light On.
Before we wrap up today's episode, we want to pay tribute to bassist Lorna Doom, who's died of undisclosed causes, reports Rolling Stone. She played in The Germs, an LA band that released exactly one album, lauded as a pop landmark. The album, called GI, was produced by Joan Jett. After a short but unforgettable run, the band dissolved in 1980 after singer Darby Crash took his own life.
And this was a band that influenced so many in the LA punk scene. I mean, they were only around for about 4 years, but yet the mark they left on the landscape is huge.
And there's documentation. They were featured in the classic punk documentary The Decline of Western Civilization, and they were the subject of a 2007 biopic called What We Do in Secret. They then reformed with actor Shane West, who played Crash in the movie, serving as frontman. Did they play the Warped Tour? Oh yeah, twice. Here's The Germs' best-known song, Lexicon Devil. And that's our episode for today. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today. We'll be back on Tuesday with more headlines, but first, watch your feed, because we're going to have a special episode for Martin Luther King Day celebrating the history of Stevie Wonder's MLK tribute, Happy Birthday.